Welcome to LM Communications Featured Business of the Week. I'm Skip Elliott, along with my co-host, Alan Stein. Alan, how are you today?
I'm doing terrifically, Skip. How are you?
I'm great. We've got a couple of great people in here from the Community Action Council, Melissa Tibbs and Sharon Price. Hello, Melissa and Sharon. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. First off, what is the Community Action Council for those that aren't in the know about it?
Sure. So Community Action Council is a nonprofit organization that is designated to address the causes and conditions of poverty for individuals and families in four designated communities, which are Lexington, Fayette, Bourbon, Harrison, and Nicholas counties. And then we also operate programs and initiatives throughout the state, but we're designated to sort of link arms with the local cities and the resources in those cities to really address poverty and make sure that people are getting the resources they need for the pathway out of poverty.
And there's some great ways of doing that. One is the best, one of the best that I've ever heard of was Head Start program.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we want to talk a lot about Head Start today, but let's get a little bit more history of Community Action Council. How did we come to be here in the community? How large an operation is it? Tell us some of the nuts and bolts for our listeners who may not know.
I'm happy to do that. So community action agencies really were born out of the war on poverty. When President Johnson signed the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964, it launched community action agencies across the country. So our agency called Community Action Council is one of 1,000 community action agencies across the country for the purposes, as I mentioned, of really addressing not just the symptoms, but really the conditions and the causes and making sure that we're really doing what we can to eradicate poverty. In Kentucky, there are 23 community action agencies, and every county in Kentucky is covered by a community action agency. We all have different names, but in core, we are here to make sure that parents and families and individual community members have what they need to move themselves out of poverty, and we help to bring resources into the communities that make that possible.
Well, let's talk about those resources. Where do they come from? Where's your funding come from?
So a lot of community action agencies like ours are do receive federal grants. One of our largest, which we're here to talk about today, is Head Start.
Right.
But we also get funding from the Office of Community Services, which is another federal department within the government. And it is specifically for community action agencies or anti-poverty organizations. And we get the opportunity to do a complete community needs assessment to identify what is needed, what's lacking, what else is available that we could leverage with community partners to be able to address needs. And so for us in this area, we get about $660,000 of those dollars. They're called Community Services Block Grant, and we really make a huge impact with those by leveraging them with our Head Start program, which is something we're really excited about. And we are in the process of preparing for, I think it's our 55th year of continuous operation of Head Start.
Is there local funding as well?
Yes, there is local funding. Our city government supports the community action. We get economic and workforce development dollars. And there are, there's a ton. We also have private contributors to our efforts. And so our budget is about $40 million, but many of those are the Head Start dollars that we're here to talk about and really kind of be able to support the total community need.
Well, so right before we jump into Head Start, which is the focal point of what our conversation is today, how do people get, do they self-identify into some of the programs and options that you have, or do you proactively seek folks out?
So it's kind of both. We have in our core counties, there are four community centers here in Fayette County, and then we have one in each of Bourbon, Harrison, and Nicholas County. And those have been longstanding facilities in our communities. And so many of the people that we work alongside know where to find us. They know what to do to access us. But we also are very mobile in what we do for the community members. And so many times we get families who come to us through Head Start or because they have a youth who they are looking to help get additional supports for education. Perhaps there's a student that's aging out of foster care, and we have a program that is working alongside those students to make sure that they can find housing and also long-term supports. Let's see, we have senior services where people who are looking to just improve the quality of their life or to get engaged through volunteerism and other types of civic engagement. So we kind of have a multitude of efforts and services that are available to anyone at any age. And sometimes we do cross referrals where, say, a family comes to us because they have a youth, but they also have an older mother or they have a younger child who needs, you know, early childhood education. And so we make sure that when they come to us or when we come to them, we're doing a complete assessment of every family member to make sure that they intersect with the things that we have. And then one of the really great things about not just Community Action Council, but our longstanding history in this community is that we really have great partners. And so we strive very ardently to make sure that we're not duplicating efforts. So when there is a program or a service, such as maybe a family is uncertain about their housing, and so they're maybe on the verge of being homeless or being evicted, we work immediately within our own program, but then we also reach out to housing network of services that are here in Lexington and other areas.
You do some fabulous work too around weather emergencies. I know when it gets particularly hot or particularly cold, Community Action Council is always there with a plan. That's one of the more high profile things that the community might know about.
Yes. And we work with Jenny Ramsey at the Catholic Action Center to elicit, I think, some of the resources that you're referring
Saint
to there.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Jenny.
We are definitely either on the cutting edge of the services that need to be done in this community, or we're the first person that somebody calls to sort of say, what can we do to address this emerging need or urgent need that is coming forward?
Skip, let's dive into the Head Start program, which is one of the most incredibly important things that happen in our community, and it is a function of Community Action Council.
Definitely. How long have you been operating Head Start?
And so at Community Action, we've had Head Start for about 55 years is what we're saying that we're going on. And we probably serve within our service territory a little over 2,000 children and families each year. And so the premise of Head Start is to make sure that every single child, regardless of their circumstance, has the right to reach their full potential. And so we use Head Start. Melissa talked about the War on Poverty. Head Start actually came out of the War on Poverty. And Community Action uses the Head Start program as its strongest vehicle for moving families across the continuum to help them strengthen their families and possibly move out of poverty. And so we're really excited about the opportunities with Head Start. And Head Start, a lot of people know about Head Start as what happens inside of the classrooms. Mm-hmm. And so we're making sure that we have a comprehensive program that takes care of all of the educational, developmental, mental health, health and nutrition, all of those needs, because children need all of those things in order to be ready and able to learn and to be school ready when they leave our program and go to kindergarten.
Definitely.
And so we work with children from zero, and we say zero because we have a home-based program for pregnant mothers so that we can work with pregnant moms to make sure that even before the babies are born, that they are getting the best care that they can get. And we're working with those families side by side to ensure that.
Trying to give the families a head start.
A head start. Absolutely. And then we go up to, we have child development services from up to 5 years old. Once the children leave the home-based program, they're able to enroll in our child development centers. And as Melissa talked about, we have great partners throughout the community because we can't do everything by ourselves. So we go out into the communities where the children are and partner with community-based child development centers so that we can link our services and provide the best of what they are doing, the best of what we're doing, And so we can have a total program that's ready to serve children.
So Head Start is such a critical component of how we do as a community and a civilization even mm-hmm. get out of the problems that poverty creates long term. Can you talk to us a little bit about statistically what we know that Head Start can accomplish or better, what we can avoid happening in the future.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how children come to us.
Okay.
And so we take children where they are individually, because there's no cookie cutter here. Everybody comes to you with different needs, and we address those through all of the different 40-plus programs that we have at Community Action and throughout the community. And so we want to make sure that we're eliminating any barriers that families may have that might be attributing to some of the gaps that you may see in the education services. So what we know is that by going through our Head Start program, that 90% of the children that leave our Head Start program are ready to go to kindergarten and ready to be successful once they leave our program. And so we're really excited about that. But not only what we do in the classrooms is important, the Head Start program is concerned with educating and working with the whole family. And so we can't look at children in isolation. We look at the children in their home and what that home dynamic might look like.
So how does it help families?
Okay, there are many things that we can do with the Head Start program that I don't think people are aware of. And so with Head Start, we work with the families on strengthening any of the barriers that they may have, strengthening that family, whether it's by financial planning, parent education, job training, anything like that, and actually helping families to obtain employment. Those are some of the things that we're really, really focusing on, because we want to make sure that while the child is getting what they need, the Head Start that they need, that the family is being strengthened at the same time. So we're moving across the continuum together.
We are on the featured business of the week on LM Communications. We are with Community Action Council's Melissa Tibbs and Sharon Price talking about the Community Action Council and specifically Head Start. I understand you have an enrollment day coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So our enrollment day is Thursday, June 20th. Mm-hmm. And what it is a fun day, a fun event for a full family. So parents can come who are interested in learning more about Head Start or to tour the facility, meet teachers, meet family staff, but they can certainly bring their children, and not just the children that they may have that are in Head Start, but if they have older children, they're welcome to come too. We're going to have at all of our prep academies throughout our four county area, which those locations specifically can be found online at our website, which I'm sure I'll give at a little bit later.
Give it now, and then we'll come back and do
okay.
It later.
Our website is www.comaction, which is comaction.org. And so all of our locations will be listed that anyone can come to who's interested. And of course, you know, you can go to the one that's closest to your home, as that very may well be the location that your child ends up in if you enroll in Head Start. And so it's a fun day. It's 3 hours from 11 to 2. And we serve lunch, of course, and just make it a fun event where parents can initiate their children to Head Start, because for some of them, this will be the first structured setting that they've ever seen or been in that will become their place that they can learn for the next year or two or five if they're 0 years old. So that's what our day is. It's going to be hands-on. Everyone will be available to ask questions to. Again, I said take a tour, but also really just kind of understand a little bit of what Sharon was talking about with respect to how Head Start impacts the whole family. And in particular, parents who can come and talk to us immediately about things that they may be looking to improve for themselves as well as their child. So because we are a community action agency, it won't just be the Head Start staff that will be there, of course. It will be any of our staff that can start to make those initial plugins wherever is appropriate.
Tell us where people can engage the program.
Okay. Well, the best way to go is online. Okay. To kind of get a sense of who we are and where we are. And so we are on social media, of course, at Facebook, it's Community Action Council. And on Twitter, we are at CAC Advocate. And we have, as I mentioned, we have five centers here in Lexington.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
Yeah.
Know.
So there's one in Winburn area. There's one off of Georgetown Street. There's one off of the Russell School. Thank you.
Russell School Community
mm-hmm. Services Center. There's one down off of Versailles in the Cardinal Valley area. And then we have an administrative office that is right down from Rupp Arena on High Street. And then we have one each in Bourbon, Harrison, and Nicholas County, and they're pretty identifiable in those communities.
And who can apply? Actually, anyone?
Go ahead.
So income eligibility is one of the criteria for applying, but we encourage everyone who may need a Head Start to apply for services because Head Start is interested in serving and committed to serving children that have special abilities. Mm-hmm. And also, we do have some reserved slots for children that we consider to be over income who may exceed the income eligibility. So anybody who is interested in their children getting a Head Start and being in one of our Dynamic Prep Academies, we'd encourage them to go ahead and apply.
Tell me about the Dynamic Prep Academy. What kind of topics? What is the learning process that's going on there?
Okay, and so we use the creative curriculum, which is research-based. But when you come to our Prep Academy, what we're working with the children on is individualization, because as I mentioned earlier, children come to us with their own specialized individual needs. And so it's not a cookie cutter. We want to make sure that we're meeting children where they are. And so we set up our programming to meet those needs. And so our classroom, we believe in play-based. We believe that children learn through play. And so we use every moment that the child is in our program as an intentional moment so that we can teach them. We believe that children are learning from the time that they walk in the program from the, you know, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the day until they leave at the end of the day. And we want to make sure that we have programming set up for them to meet their goals. They learn our social and emotional is one of the big targets,
right?
Because we want to make sure that when children leave our program, they know what's expected of them when they go to kindergarten. And so we're working on all of those.
What is the typical class size?
Okay, so for early Head Start, that is children under 3 years old. The class size is 8, because those little guys need more one-on-one, hands-on, and so that class size is 8. And then from the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, it can be from 17 to 20. It depends on the size of the classroom and that kind of thing and the age of the children in the classroom. And so the largest size that we have is 20. We have two staff in the classroom. We have degreed teachers, and then we have certified assistant teachers, and then a whole gamut of other support staff that are in place. We have school readiness coaches that work with the staff and make sure that everybody is on target and meeting their goals.
Very good. And so walk me through what a day looks like. Okay. If my child is enrolled and participant in the program, what is that day going to look like? What time does it start? When are you finished?
Okay, so we have different times and locations based on different communities where we are. But a typical day is going to bring you in. We're going to bring the children in. Everybody has a 15-minute drop-off window because, again, we're preparing them. So when they go to school, they know that there's a specific time. And I'm going to say this, that attendance is required. It's not optional. If you enroll in our program, we expect that you come to school every single day. Because children can't learn and they can't grow if they're not there to receive all of the program. So everybody's going to come in and they're going to get settled. And of course, we're going to start our day off making sure that everybody has a nutritious breakfast. And so we participate with the USDA food program, and the children in our care receive breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack, because children that are hungry are not going to be able to perform. And, you know, little guys need to munch a little bit more than others.
Right.
And so we make sure of that. And then we have a day that's scheduled out where children go from manipulate the classroom and in different learning centers that's set up for them to explore and to learn and to grow. And so whatever their individualized plan says, those are the activities that we'll be working with them, you know, in the classroom.
This may be a little bit off the wall, but what about a concerned neighbor of somebody? Could they call the Community Action Council if they think somebody's too proud to accept? You see what I'm saying? To get a family into the Head Start?
Okay. And so we take referrals from wherever they come from. And so if someone knows someone whose child could benefit from being in our Head Start mm-hmm. program, absolutely call us, contact us, let us know. We will go to where the children are, because we want every child who deserves a Head Start and wants a Head Start to be enrolled in our program. And so maybe it doesn't come from families, maybe it comes from a neighbor or a grandma, mm-hmm. a grandmother, but however they get to us, that's what we want to make sure that we're serving every child who wants services.
That's a great question, Skip.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I have one.
It's your turn.
Tell us, I guess, Melissa, if you will,
sure.
What's next for the Head Start program and the council itself?
Oh, we have.
What does our future look
yeah.
like?
So the future is bright for Community Action. We are definitely going strong within our Head Start programs. We, as Sharon mentioned, we do serve about 2,000 children a year in 5 different Head Start programs again, locally and throughout the state. But within community action at large, you know, we are constantly bringing new resources into our agency that will ultimately help the community. So those are things like housing, weatherization, youth services, youth development. We're working locally in communities such as Winburn and others to really kind of be a strong open door for those communities to make sure. So we're doing community gardens and we're doing nutrition classes with families. Most recently, just last week, we had 26 families attend who are culturally and linguistically diverse. They attended a Healthy Meals on a Budget, which is a great program that we do with our Head Start in conjunction with our Head Start program. And the idea there is to not just is really to kind of give a wide range experience on what it's like to buy, purchase, prepare, healthy ingredients at a budget, and to have the materials to be able to do that. So yeah,
absolutely,
it was fantastic. We held it at our 913 Georgetown Street location, and it is one of the best ways to kind of see how Head Start really kind of takes the needs for their families and opens them up to the community, because not everybody that attends that is a Head Start family. We certainly make that available to community members as well. Another thing that we do that we're growing in is our workforce development and preparation. And so we, with several different funding partners, we have something called ECHO, which is Employment and Childcare Opportunities. And what that, and we call it ECHO because it's easier to say, but what that really means is that.
Good idea.
Thank you. What we are aiming to do is to work alongside individuals who want higher paying jobs and to give them the training and the skills to do that. And so specifically the way that we're doing that is we provide training coursework and all of the supports and resources, homework help, street help. You'll know what that means in just a second, because we provide opportunities for people to obtain a child development associate credential, a commercial driver's license, which is the street work. They actually get prepared by driving buses before they take the state exam in Frankfort. And we also, in our Nicholas County, just launched Certified Nursing Assistant, CNA. And so all of those opportunities are available to our Head Start families, but we also, again, with the multiple funding from other partners, we can make that available to the community, and we do. Specifically in Lexington, we partner with Lexington-Fayette Urban County Governments, the Economic and Workforce Development grant opportunity.
So we've had over 80 families to either receive a CDA, a CDL, or
80 families.
Over 80.
Wow.
And then we're looking at approximately $1.2 million returned to the community, because we've got families going to work. And so that's one of the big things that we're proud about, is that we have the data to back up what it is that we're saying that the Head Start program and community action does to strengthen families and the community.
It's a high tide raises all boats.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
And we see those things that I just mentioned, Mr. Stein, as the beginning of the future for what community action can do in this community.
Well, it's fantastic. As we begin to wrap up our conversation here today, is there anything else that you want to get across to our listeners today? Here's your moment.
And so I'm asking everyone out there in hearing land to go ahead, if you have a child that is 0 to 5 years old and you're looking for a high quality program for your child next year, beginning in August, please go out to one of our sites and apply for Head Start services. We'll be glad to help you. And anything else that you may need while you're there, we're going to be right there, Johnny on the spot, to make sure that every family in our Lexington area is getting what they need.
Thanks, Sharon. And Melissa?
Yes. I think if anyone out there in hearing land, as Sharon says, is interested in learning more about who we are and what we do, or if you're interested in volunteering, the great part about a community action agency like ours is that we have one-day volunteer events, or we have something if somebody wanted to dedicate, you know, 6 months of their time to a certain endeavor, we have the ability to find out what's their skill and what their passion is and place them in the right opportunity. So I would say check out www.comaction.org or find us on social media, or you can call us at 859-233-4600 and let us know what you're interested in, and we can make that connection happen.
And those are the same contact informations to get into Head Start as well.
That's correct.
Okay. This has been great, Skip.
And this has been the Featured Business of the Week with the Community Action Council. Our thanks to Melissa Tibbs and Sharon Price for being our guests today. Alan, thank you, as always, for being my pickleball partner.
Yep, indeed.
And we'll talk to you next time on the Featured Business of the Week from LM Communications.